This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Warren McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, the Ministry of Health, Shop Smart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, ML Foods Limited, Island Game, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, John Bull, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Discounts Galore, Y Cares Fashion Center, Ron's Electric Motors, BTC, and Small Business Development Center.
Afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. Bad news, everybody. Sorry to let you down, but Anton won't be joining us for the second hour today. I have a paid guest in the second hour, and ain't nobody coming between me and my money. So he won't be able to be on today for the second hour. Well, the guest in the second hour is it won't be on for the entire second hour, but it'll just limit the amount of time that we have anyway. So we'll do it next week. All right, next week we'll do it with Anton. Well, get your mind out of the gutter. Next week we'll have the show with Anton on for a portion of the show. That's what's gonna go down. All right, we got first of all, right? Okay, so they have the Office of the Prime Minister press conference today, and I'm only going to say this because I don't understand what's happening, but I'm just going to say it, right? So apparently the Carnival does not yet have approval for the Ministry of Health. They sought an approval. The Carnival said your approval is denied because you need to meet XYZ requirement, and yet the Ministry of Health, according to Clint Watson, the Ministry of Health hasn't heard back. And so, as it stands, the Carnival has no approval from the Ministry of Health. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what this intense focus is on who told the Carnival to come and what happened with the Carnival. I don't get it. I kind of don't care. Maybe someone can clue me in as to what it is. Unless it's that you're trying to frame it as some sort of scandal for the Davis administration. I heard Minnis talking about Davis is acting like a dictator by saying the Carnival could come in. Is he being serious? Who acted like more of a dictator than he did for over a year, for a year and a half? Who was the one who was telling people if they're out beyond, 9 o'clock, then lock them up? Remember telling the police? Who told people they couldn't? Who locked us down on Mother's Day and on almost every other holiday that we've experienced? Who was that? Who was that who put a 7 o'clock curfew on us? Who was it that said we couldn't go to the food store between certain times, that we had to go to the food store on the day that corresponded with our last name? Who did more dictating than he did? I'm shocked he could fix his mouth to say that, to be perfectly honest with you. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, I don't care about the Carnival, right? Beyond that, is it that all of you are itching to take your kids there and you really want to know if it's going to work out? Is that what it is? I mean, I want my kids to go too, right? It's open air. If your kids can go to Fusion, I don't see why your kids can't go to the Carnival, right? Your kids can go over to Atlantis or Bahama. I don't see why they can't go to the Carnival. Doesn't make any sense to me, right? But I don't get it. I don't get what the intense focus is on it. Unless you're just trying to like knock Davis them and oh look at Davis, I don't know, that ain't no scandal to me. A miscommunication perhaps, but I know about no scandal. And we've been talking about this for days. It's been in the news for days, and I'm trying to just wrap my mind around it. Michael Pintard's talking about it. Hubert Minnis is talking about it. Like, when's the last time you heard any of these guys talk about Carnival? Like, in your lifetime. Anyway. So we can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. I'm down for whatever. We can have an open line show. I don't have any particular plans. We can even talk about Carnival. I don't know what it matters in the grand scheme of things. I don't get it. I didn't know Carnival was some controversy. That's been coming here since I was a child. I remember when they used to have it over at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center back then, and you had to park in the boonies to go walk to the carnival. We got a call, sure. 323-6232. You can call me. 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. 325-4259. 4224796. Am I alone in not caring about the carnival beyond whether my children will be able to go? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan McCartney. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Listen, Juan, this thing is crazy, man. I am the Bohemian representative for the carnival. I just came out of a meeting.
Okay.
With respect to the carnival being approved. And Juan McCartney, this our country, you should care, all right, because our country is in a bad state when you have people who would have been in power, all right, and they would do anything to stop the forward movement of another administration. You know, I mean, I said these people spend $500,000 to bring these equipment, $500,000 okay? They have been through everything Ministry of Education has asked them to do. I have forwarded every document to them prior to them coming here. They have pulled out every document. They have done everything they were supposed to do, okay? Now, here it is that they are here, spend $500,000 to come here, Juan, and they're not being permitted to open the carnival. They were told just now that the risk is too great. Juan, we have showed these people, and the thing to show you where this thing is politics, every single thing we have showed these people, firstly, we have invited them to come to the carnival and look at the setup, look at the layout, look at everything we have. You know, they're not interested. No one is interested in coming to the layout. We show them photos of hundreds of thousands of masks, face masks, you know, to make sure that everybody have face masks. They have the fogger, you know, they have the temperature sensors, you know, the screening temperature sensors that you have at the airport where you walk through, and if your temperature is a certain, it tells you that you can't because your temperature is so high. Everything is in place, you know, all of the sanitizers, the stuff to wipe down, like the Clorox spray, and Lysol sprays and multi-purpose cleaners and stuff, everything. I mean, we have showed them every possible thing to keep this thing safe and to make it a super spreader preventative, and they are not interested. They're not interested in looking at it. They're not interested. I tried to show them a video of the complete layout of the ground. They're not interested in looking at it. They have made the decision that they're going to stop the Davis administration from moving forward. And that's what it is, Juan.
But how could but the Davis administration is in power? How could someone else stop? Who's not in power?
You have to understand that the Minnis administration board is still in place. That's still his board. That's still his
the medical officers. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's his committee. That's all of his committee. All of his boards are still in place. So I mean, they and the prime minister made them the competent authority. So within him making them the competent authority, Menace is still the competent authority. Because Menace tell them the carnival will not be here, okay? And once Menace say it isn't going to happen, they're the competent authority, so he's still the competent authority.
Okay. I still don't understand, because I don't see how anyone could trump Darvill.
I don't either. But I guess the prime minister and Dr. Darvill will have to make a decision. Either they will override or they will let it go for what those people say.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Listen, my wife and kids were just at Busch Gardens in Tampa, and it was packed to the gills with people. And the only people wearing masks were like my wife and kids and her cousin. So I don't see what the big deal is. And they didn't bring anything back. Well, my wife had like the sniffles when she came back. And I was like, maybe you got the Omicron. But she got a negative PCR test to come back. But I woke up with the sniffles this morning. And they've been but they've been back almost 2 weeks. So maybe I got the Omicron. I got the remedy. I took some NyQuil last night. And some Salminex. And some whiskey. And before I started feeling it, you know, before I went to bed, I told her, I said, listen, if I don't wake up, don't mourn too long. All right? Find a good man to help you raise our children. It's been great. It's been wonderful. But I woke up. I'm a little sniffly. Sorry. I'm going to apply more whiskey tonight. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Warren.
Hi.
What you need probably is some Cersei.
Some Cersei, right, yes, okay.
Yeah, what you need to do, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go down there to Hebron Alley,
mm-hmm.
right? Go down there and Grandpa them and Grandma come Margaret them yard.
Oh, you knew my grandmother.
Yeah, I can tell you right now. Go get some of that from Ron there.
Okay. I will.
If you can't find that in their yard, you can find some in our yard.
Okay.
And our yard is right next to your yard.
Oh, really? Okay, excellent.
Okay,
excellent.
Miss Simmons?
Yes.
Okay, Mary Simmons was my grandmother.
Yes, I remember.
I grew up in that yard.
Wow, that's
amazing. With Margaret them right next door.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and your mommy Rose and Wilfred and all of them.
No, Rose is my aunt. Henry's my father.
Right, but okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because my grandma had everything in that yard. Jack Madar, Cersei, Fever Grass, and the whole nine yards.
Wow.
So you just go get some of that and you'll be just okay. But I just wanted to say that to you, and I want you to be encouraged. Also, you know, Juan, this carnival thing, I don't see where, you know, it should be a problem because the country is basically opened up.
Absolutely.
And once the necessary protocols are in place, okay, then you do it in a moderate way where, you know, because if the people already made the decision to come here, they could have chosen many other places to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, we're still a touristic destination, and we just need to work out, they need to work out those fine protocols, and let the people freak themselves out and enjoy life, man. We only pass in this way once.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. Happy
New Year. Give my love to everybody here.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like Michael Pintard was like, it's a super spreader event. You mean like the rallies y'all had when there were 120 people in the hospital and 200 coronavirus cases a day and people were dying every day? It's sort of like that y'all had on every inhabited island. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McGartney. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
That was a nice conversation with that lady. Did you find out her name?
No, I don't know her name.
You talking to her?
Miss Simmons
like
is her grandmother, so I could track her
but
down.
Boy, she know who you is.
Absolutely.
She know more about you than you know about you. And I can tell you, after you come from that little place over the hill there, you must be going to some nice school when you all move up in Seabreeze or something.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a nice school because you call yourself, that's my father. So nice. And
you gotta go, Sparky. You just run out, you know? Like, you just give him a chance, and then you just run out like you're too flippin' familiar at times. You know what I'm saying? So, let's take a break from each other for a couple of days. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello. Good day. I'm Mr. McCartney.
How you doing?
Yeah, man. The good news, I had to call you and tell you. I called you, but do suggest now, but I had to call you because I was trying to call you just before the show ends. You said that the final, if Anton was going to be on for the 2 hours.
No, Anton's not going to be on next week for 1 hour.
1 hour? What day is that?
Tuesday.
Oh, well, thank God. And like I say, thank God, like Dr. Dowell said in the House of Assembly yesterday. He's 60 years and older could get the booster vaccine. Like I say, thank God, like Dr. Dowell.
Yeah, you can go get that.
Man, if you think about it, you really can't take 2 hours of Anton, man. Like, he's trying to drill it into you.
Well, you know, I could maybe take an hour. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I hope that's why you didn't drink that whiskey last night.
No. I might need some after that.
But I'm going to call Mr. Jones before he go and tell him, for God's sake, don't let Anton take what I show at Love 97, because Anton will surely sink his radio station.
I think Anton thinks maintaining a show for 2 hours is easier than it looks.
He been on Venice Jones show before election, mm-hmm. but a whole hour and a half, and Mr. Jones had to tell him but 10 times, slow down, son. And after that, I called Mr. Jones but a week or two after that, and I said, I hope he blow it all out. Mr. Jones laughed. He said he hopes so. Man, the next day, I called Mr. Jones show and I'll take up the whole show. Like, he never been on the show before. He just don't give up, man.
No. Yeah, he's got plenty of energy.
You really can't take Antoine for 2 hours, man. That you know, I just was wondering. I said, today is one day I wouldn't have been listening to a Warren McCartney show. And I tried to call you that, but you run out of time. When you're doing up to a text, I tried to call you this evening. You see.
Well, he won't be here today. He'll be here Tuesday.
Oh, thank God. Right. Dr. Dabble said, thank God.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot. We got another call? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, McCartney.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. Listen, the representative who called Steve affiliated with the carnival, he kind of concerned me now because, McCartney, I refuse to be still in the Bahamas after September 16th. And I've talked to ministers and his people making any more decisions in this country.
At all? About anything? Right.
Anything at all, man. So, right. Somebody from the government had to speak to the carnival. They hear. They set up. So they spoke to somebody. Now, if they ain't have this thing, I need the prime minister. Because the owner did come on the news and they got permission from the prime minister. I need the prime minister or Clint Watson or Dr. Dowell to say, listen, this was our decision. I really don't want to hear no committee. What was put in place by Dr. Menace made the decision after he in Parliament railing and talking nonsense. I hope it is so. Yeah. Even if they had said, listen, the carnival is only for the vaccinated and some else can't go, so be it. But to go this far, no, it kind of remind me like the board at ZNF who said, yeah, we didn't take their money because they didn't know what. Really? That board don't need to be making no decisions in this country.
I don't even know what board he's talking about. I'll be real with you.
Yeah, remember now, Dr. Dowell keep talking about a committee have to give final permission. So I'm assuming this was what the gentleman was talking about. Because Mr. Dowell keeps saying that in Parliament, they haven't gotten the final permission. The committee asked them to do some other stuff, blah, blah, blah. So maybe this the committee. And then the guy said it. You made them the government authority, so Dr. Bennett's still the government authority. And that kind of get my... Now I need a shot of whiskey because I get my head spinning.
Yeah, he can be the government authority. That can't
yeah, man. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, for sure. There's a lot of confusion about One Simple Carnival. Says, hey, Juan, I agree with you. I don't see the big thing Dr. Menace is trying to make about this carnival. This is the only thing I heard him speak about in the last 3 weeks. Okay, we got another call. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
That's good. Let me, you're talking about the carnival. I'm not really concerned about the carnival being here in the Bahamas. My concern is how they came in. I think that's what really why everybody's making a hell of a lot of, you know. I just came in the other day and I had to collect custom and all that stuff, and these people wasn't allowed to do that. That's what got me concerned.
They didn't declare customs?
And I had to go through customs. This is probably the Minister of Finance.
I'm sorry. You're saying that they didn't go through customs? And how would
That was one of the problems why everybody's making noise now.
Wait.
About the carnival, you know.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Who told you they didn't clear customs?
Because nobody know they was here.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Michael Pintard and them was talking about who was the person who gave the orders or declared them and custom.
How do you think their equipment got through the border if they didn't clear customs?
Probably you need to speak to Chicago Lang, and probably you might probably learn one or two things there. But I'm saying to you, these people came in this country, and it wasn't no paperwork done.
That's not even possible. Who told you that?
Listen to me.
They have no paperwork.
Things has happened in this country.
Not like that.
All right? Believe me.
I'm sorry. I don't believe you. And I don't need to talk to Shamar Golang. These people have work permits. They have to clear immigration and customs in order to get the equipment through. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If these people had no immigration permits and no customs documentation for their equipment and the goods that they're trying to sell, if they had no permit to conduct carnival games, raffles, gambling takes place at the carnival, they sell alcohol at the carnival, you think Darville would even be slapping up about what else they need? It's not even possible. Not even close. I'm sorry. I don't believe that at all. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. I listened to your show yesterday, and I listened to the reason why these carnivals are here. Based on Lang, is that they have a standing order with both political parties because both political parties receive funding when they leave. That's what I heard on your show.
Shivargo Lang told you that
he told
the carnival's allowed in because the carnival pays the political parties when they leave.
He said that on the show yesterday. Replay the show or ask him. That's what he said, sir.
I'll ask him.
Okay, so that's the reason why they probably could walk right in your back door and leave out your front door without you knowing.
Okay, y'all are let's take the temperature down a bit. Okay, let's start from the top. I really didn't understand what the big deal was the carnival. First of all, right, we do have instances in this country where people cross borders illegally, undetected. You're not getting through no port of entry in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas without paperwork, without following proper procedure. Okay. That might happen on a small scale. I'm not saying corruption doesn't happen. But on a scale this large, you might as well just pack up your country. You might as well just end it and say it's a free-for-all and every man for himself. Now, if you want to tell me that they were rushed through customs or whatever like this, that's fine. You're telling me they pay off political parties and they come in without paperwork and nobody says a word. Not the controller of customs, not the financial secretary, not the director of immigration. That's where we are in this country. And the political parties are able to bypass all of that with simple directives. That's what you're saying. Let's go to another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Listen, just how the carnival came in under the FNM and they cleared customs and they went through all of the proper procedures, they do the same thing under the PLC. No one comes through the back door. There is tons and tons of paperwork that is done before these people even come in. You have to get certain approval. All right? Like I said, I am the Bahamian representative, okay? And there are a number of things that I have to do before they even came here, okay? There's a number of things that they have to do before they even came here. So tell that person, come out from under the tree what he lives under and get some common sense, because that is stupidity. All right, how can you bring a whole carnival in a country that did not went through the proper channels? It is stupidness. Come on, Mandy. Those people went through all the proper channels, all right, and it cost them handsomely to be here, okay? So people, let's be sensible, man. Okay?
Absolutely.
They went through all the proper channels. They went through all of the clearance and stuff before they even load their stuff on the boat. They did. They went through everything, okay? Thank you so much, Juan.
Okay, man. I appreciate it. Y'all, let me ask you something. All the stuff y'all claim that other people get to do, in the do y'all get to do that? That y'all claim that just happens? Do you guys get to go get permits without going through the proper channels? Does this happen for you? You just go get to set up shop anywhere and nobody says anything? The coconut vendors can't do it. You think the carnival could go out there and set up on government property? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Juan McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, I'm from the old school, right? This carnival has been coming around from Pendleton days. I think that may not be the first carnival here. But I know the party in power gets the spoil of the carnival. Now, if David sign off on it, meaning the office is just behind the scene fulfill whatever agreement is. When he comes to the press, Davis is still the prime minister. You may have the company authority power, but the president, you know, the foreigner see the prime minister. And he's supposed to have the ultimate power, but Darvall is talking too much to the press. Go make things happen. The prime minister say agree with it. The prime minister is his boss. He can resign if he don't like what Davis do, or Davis can fire him.
Let me show you something, man. I don't get what the slapping up is about Carnival, because I didn't hear nobody complaining when there was 2,000 people at Bahamar when they had the opening of Parliament.
And a minute called a holy election.
Yeah.
Doing the rapid. I mean, I know by now we would have been finished with a menace. I know by now, but why is he talking to us now?
I refuse to believe that menace is blocking anything to do with the carnival or anyone menace put in place.
Menace
I refuse to believe.
No, no, menace is grandstanding and trying to be irrelevant. He called a holy election doing a rapid COVID massacre. Nothing but. I'm down to shut up and make it happen.
I agree. He's talking too much. I agree. Yeah.
Your boss already signed up on it. Before he fire you, make it happen, Darvall. You're not the prime minister of this country. Because the cabinet don't run the country. The prime minister has the ultimate power. He can fire anybody when you wake up. So, Darvall, shut up and make it happen. That's the one. If David signed up on it, we ain't say who prime minister yet. Now, which prime minister the white man deal with?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. We're going to do that. We'll be back.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game. Yeah.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at Shop Smart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At Shop Smart.
At Shop Smart.
At Shop Smart.
Oh, everything is here.
Don't spend this holiday season in traffic when you can find that perfect gift for everyone on your list at Y Cares. Boys and girls clothing, Y Cares. Kids shoes, Y Cares. Ladies tops and sweaters, Y Cares. Shirts for men and jeans for all, Y Cares. And for the home, everything for every room from blankets and curtains to stoves and microwaves, Y Cares. Three locations ready to serve you: East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and Bahama Avenue. Spend this holiday with your family and friends, not in your car. Shop Y Cares.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The Bahamas welcomes its newest and best savings store. It's Discounts Galore. From discounted cleaning products to discounted disposable products to discounted health, personal, and skincare products. For those new mothers, we have specially discounted baby accessories. And finally, just in time for Christmas, discounted toys and novelty items. Conveniently located on Mackey Street opposite Carey's Fabric Store. Come see us at Discounts Galore, your savings store.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and effective. Just one jab for now offers you protection against the serious risks of COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine reduces the likelihood of serious illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. Get vaccinated and help reduce the spread of COVID-19. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I'll tell you what about the carnival, though, because the carnival ain't no big deal to me. I kind of get, well, what's interesting is how something so small can become a flashpoint, right? And what it speaks to is both governance and your capacity to deal with public relations. So, firstly, let's just say off top, there's just no way in hell that these carnival people came here, set up their equipment on government property with all the permits that they do have. If you go out to the carnival, they have business license permits. There's no way that happened. And these people were not told that they could not operate in the country and they had to wait on approval from the Ministry of Health. I don't believe that for a second. Okay? If they clear customs, then the Ministry of Finance has to know. If the Minister of Finance, Ministry of Finance has to know, who runs the Ministry of Finance? The Prime Minister. So the Prime Minister has to know. Now, I don't know what happened between then and what Darvill is talking about, but I'm with the Robert. Darvill talks too much. And what they need to do is go sit down and figure out the health protocols and make the carnival happen. But to suggest that these people came here and they didn't have approval at the highest levels to operate that carnival is nonsense. So I believe the guy at the carnival when he said the Prime Minister gave him permission to operate. Now, I don't know what Darvill's talking about. I don't know where they dropped the ball. But it speaks to your governance that you guys are sitting in the same cabinet and ain't worked this out yet. And the Prime Minister hasn't spoken to this yet. Even though it's a small thing, the Prime Minister has spoken to small things before. This like the rollout of the this like the announcement of the VAT reduction, right? And you let it get away from you. So now people bored, ain't much nothing much else going on. Bang, carnival here. Carnival here, but we can't have Junkanoo. So why are we having carnival, but we can't have Junkanoo? Clearly, they got permission to come in. Now someone did say, Lang said, that the political parties get kickbacks or a payment for bringing the carnival here. And you know what? Ain't nothing illegal about that. We don't have no campaign finance laws. Anybody could give money to the political parties. Al-Qaeda could give money to the political parties. You don't know. But this is sloppy, you know, and senseless. And now you're letting this little thing? See, don't let the small things cause your downfall, okay? You get a death by a thousand cuts. Stupid stuff, right? Winter carnival, you know? You can't figure this out? We're at our news reporter at the carnival, the guy's there saying he could try to see it, invite them down to look and see what's happening. What's really going on? And your incapacity to sort through this very small issue doesn't look good. And I don't know what the next ticket is. And I don't believe in a thousand years that these guys came and they weren't told that they could operate that carnival. I don't believe that. That makes absolutely no sense. That's like saying, let me go to the airport and apply for my visa when I get there. Right? It makes no sense. Let me book the ticket and the hotel and pay for it. And let's go to the airport, and then when I get there, oh, I didn't know. I need a visa to if you leave after 8 p.m. I need a visa to travel. Can I get it now? You'd be a fool. They'd be a fool to bring all that stuff here. You know how much that costs to bring here, and no one told them they could, and they weren't given permission to express approval that they could operate. I don't believe that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing today, Juan?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, Juan. Thank you. Boy, you know, Juan, you used some of the words that I was thinking through this whole carnival mess. This is just turning into one big ball of mess that is so unnecessary, right?
Yep.
And I agree with your point specifically where you spoke about the rollout of the reduction in VAT to 10%, and how that sort of took legs of its own and took flight of its own when it should have been controlled in a much better way in terms of providing the information and taking lead and control of that charge to inform the Bahamian people so that the narrative isn't set for you. I see the same thing happening here. And I deliberately chose to stay away from it, but because you're testing it the day one, I want to express these two quick points on the matter, because I actually had made a note on it. I believe it's quite possible, Lo Wan, because no one in the media has verified with the prime minister to date under which conditions the approval may have been granted to the carnival proprietor. And so I believe, understanding and knowing the prime minister the way I know him, and understanding his understanding of the importance of managing the control and spread of COVID-19, I could see the prime minister recognizing that, look, life have to move on. We have to move forward with our lives and begin to move towards normalcy. We cannot continue to hold up our lives. When the prime minister came to office, he immediately revoked the 9 p.m. curfew. He extended it to 11:59 p.m., and he has since canceled that 11:59 p.m. He is now moving the health visa. And so I'm saying that to say, one, his steps, you can see that his steps are towards moving the country forward towards normalcy. And the Minister of Health has his responsibility. And so getting back to the point, one, I could see the prime minister granting provisional approval for the carnival to come into the country and operate, providing they can meet the mitigating protocols set in place by his Minister of Health. And that's all I see this as one. This whole thing that the former prime minister is trying to blow this thing up into, and perhaps people who are detractors of the Davis administration are trying to create political fodder over, I see it as nothing more. It is quite normal and fully acceptable for the prime minister to grant a provisional approval for a licensee to operate, provided they can assure the prime minister and his minister of health or other government agency ministers that they can also meet the mitigating factors that they would be enforced or that they would be called on to demonstrate confidently and competently that they can execute. And the Minister of Health falls in line with that. And so the Minister of Health is right. So is the Prime Minister one. What is the big deal? I don't understand. Can you tell me what?
The big deal is that the story ain't straight. And so that's the big deal. And it shouldn't be right. No big deal. And it's really incredible that the first scandal, if that's what you want to call it, for the PLP will be something as simple as the holiday carnival.
And one, to that end, you are the editor. You are the senior editor for The Guardian. You have under your control qualified and competent reporters. Ask them to interview the prime minister to find out if he granted a provisional license to the carnival operators, provided that they can meet the mitigating protocols for COVID-19 in the country. And if that is the case, one, then this is hot smoke that the former prime minister is seeking to blow up to remain relevant all over nothing. Thank you for the opportunity, Juan. God bless.
Okay. I don't get it. All right? And I for sure know that we got to go to a break. But listen, if you really and truly believe the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is run in such a way as those people would go out there and set up on public property, on government land, without approvals, then do this for me. When they leave, you go try it. Go put your business out there. Go try sell teddy bears or coconut water out on Fort Charlotte grounds without approval. Watch how fast the police shut you down. You think Paul Rowe is going to let them set up and they don't have no approval? Y'all really think that's what's happening? So they must have approval. And I don't know what Darvill is talking about. And I'd love to understand why this is such a topsy-turvy issue. There's no way they didn't believe they would be able to operate and they would still come here. They knew they couldn't last year, right? That was definitive. They ain't try come, oh, maybe the pandemic slow up and we get able to. No, they knew clearly they did not have approval to come. So I don't buy all that. Y'all need to go back, get your story straight. And figure out the carnival, man. Open the blasted carnival. Everything else going on. All right, we'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
The Nassau Guardian and Star 106 is giving you a chance to win fabulous prizes in our 21 Days of Christmas promotion.
Ho, ho, ho.
Over $10,000 in prizes to be won.
I am so excited. My heart is pumping out of my chest.
Pick up a copy of the Nassau Guardian, fill out the entry form, and drop it in the box here at the Nassau Guardian. For an extra chance to win, log on to star106fm.com or thenassauguardian.com and sign up.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay. Someone just sent me something. I haven't had a chance to verify this independently, but... I see. Okay. This is addressed from the Ministry of Finance, P.O. Box N3017. I'm just going to tell you what it says. Now, again, I haven't independently verified it, but we will see. But this says, this is addressed to Progressive Liberal Party, National Headquarters, P.O. Box N547, Nassau, Bahamas. Dear Miss, I won't say the name, R.E. request for temporary import Carnival Extravaganza 2021-2022. It says, reference is made to your correspondence dated October 28, 2021, in connection to the subject matter as captioned. I am directed to advise that approval is granted to the Progressive Liberal Party for the temporary importation of equipment, apparatus, trailers, and supplies for Carnival Extravaganza of 2021. Approval is granted under the provisions of Section 186 of the Customs Management Act and Regulations 86(1) and 94(2)(b). The bond requirement for customs is also waived in this regard. The Comptroller of Customs is advised by a copy of this communication. Sincerely, this is what it says. I haven't independently verified it. Sincerely signed Whitney Kenny for the Financial Secretary, CC Comptroller, Bahamas Customs Department. Okay. The reference letter number is FIN/901/56. There's no date on it. I don't see a date. So, this is a PLB carnival? Is that the name of the carnival? Carnival Extravaganza? The PLP brought the carnival stuff here? For the first time? No, I'm saying but this says the PLP imported the stuff. So if the PLP bring it in, why the hell the PLP don't approve it? What is going on? What is happening? But the committee full of FNMs and they blocking it. That makes zero sense. I don't know what's going on. I can go home. I don't know what's happening. So according to this, the PLP brought the carnival in. So then why the PLP administration don't approve the carnival? How does that work? Something going on now, Papa. Now I'm intrigued. Now you had my curiosity, right? But now you have my attention. So what's really going on? I was going to let it go. So the PLP brought it in. So the PLP always is bringing it in. And they just is handled the FNM. So what's the problem now? I lost. I could be real with you. I am so lost. I got to, hold on. I gotta send this to myself so I don't. This don't disappear on me. Like McCartney lying, he lied. This is what this. I make this. That's what I'd say. I mean, I ain't got a problem with the PLB bringing the carnival in, but I'm saying that the PLB bring the carnival in, then why the Progressive Liberal Party administration don't approve the carnival? Bro, my brother, what is happening? What is Darvill talking about? So this person who is addressed to the PLP, which is a high-ranking person in the PLP, couldn't talk to Darvill about it? This is very interesting. Very, very interesting. I'm holding on to this. I can keep this close. No, I ain't telling nobody yet. Don't. When you come for me, I can bring my docs. All right. This says, based on what you read, that letter said approval granted for the equipment to be imported. That doesn't approve the operations of it. Anyone running a business in the Bahamas knows that you have to go to multiple agencies to get different approvals in order to start activity. I mean, absolutely. I totally agree. You would need to go to the Ministry of Finance to get your business permits and all this other stuff like that. So it sounds like it's some sort of miscommunication within the PLP. Sound like y'all don't have all y'all ducks in a row. That's what it sounds like to me. So this is y'all temporary importation of equipment, apparatus, trailers, and supplies for the Carnival Extravaganza. Okay, so that's one approval. The Comptroller of Customs is notified. Okay? So he's signing for the financial secretary. So let me understand. Let me help you. I don't know Whitney Kenny. All right? But let me help you understand how this works. The financial secretary, the customs of control, the controller of customs, reports to him. Okay? The financial secretary, the Department of Inland Revenue, the director of the Department of Inland Revenue, reports to the financial secretary. So if the financial secretary is given this approval, I mean, you think that Inland Revenue, all I'm going to say, you can't have business license permits and gaming permits and all this? Says, I agree with Darville's position. If the PM approved Carnival, all he had to do was call the Minister of Health and advised him of his position and instruct him to make it happen on his end. And then they could both present a united front. And that's my problem. So, like, I don't understand this. This is sloppy. This is sloppy, sloppy, man. Over the Carnival, dude. Yeah, but I can hold that. I can hold on to that. No, you're right. Yeah. That's who the letter addressed to. Right. This is sloppy stuff. The what? That's gotta be what it is. Something going on in the PLB. Right? Got to be. There's no way in hell that purportedly the PLP imported this equipment and then the PLP administration ain't gonna give approval for them to operate. Just put your protocol plan together and go from there. I believe him when he said the prime minister approved it. What needs to happen is we need to go talk to the prime minister. Clint them said the OPM didn't approve it, right? The OPM don't approve none of that stuff. Finance approves it. And according to this letter, finance approved it. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCarty, can you help me with something, please?
If you could act sensibly, I can. No? All right, then. Guess not. So, it says, what are you so lost for? You know how the PLP operates by the end of 5 years. You, Juan, will be begging for your boy minister to return. Never. Never. Not never. Nothing the PLP could do. Short of institute martial law that would ever make me want minister to be prime minister again. In a thousand years. So sound like Darville is the one blocking it. That's what it sounds like to me, right? Because I what they say about committee and all this stuff, if Darville goes as Minister of Health, because he's under the health protocols, it's him, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, he have a committee, but nothing says he have to do what that committee says. It's him in the health protocols. So if Darville approves it, then I don't see what the hiccup is. Y'all are doing this to yourself. This is self-harm. PLP, unnecessarily so. Self-harm. Okay? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Listen, I had no intention of calling this talk show this afternoon. But after you read that letter that you got, I said, well, clearly what's happening is, I mean, are you in a different place? Is this the Bahamas?
There's something going on internally with the PLP, apparently.
Yeah, but
if this letter is accurate,
this ought not to have happened in the first place.
No.
Because once the Prime Minister made a decision, and as the Minister of Finance, he should have communicated with the Minister of Health even the very day he made that decision, so that his health, he could have gotten together with his health people and have that discussion before those patients even arrived.
Absolutely.
That's the way it should have been done.
Absolutely.
And all of this stuff could have been avoided.
This is
unnecessary. You know what it cost the ship doors equipment over here? The cost associated with that?
Yeah,
come on, man. We got to do better in this as a country, man.
Okay, here's someone behind the scenes is sending me. It says, bro, I hope you're well. Depends on which party is in power. The carnival team approaches them to arrange the entry of the... Oh, that's how this works. There's an FNM point man and a PLP point man. The party is paid by the carnival, and they hire the workers. Oh, that's how it works. Whoever's in power brings the carnival in. Wow. And so clearly, they said, okay, restrictions lifted, business as usual, we can have the carnival. And they bring the carnival in, but nobody tells Darvel. And now Darvel, they didn't tell Darvel. So Darvel's caught off guard. I'm just making, just trying to put it together, bro. Darvel's caught off guard, right? Because people are like, well, why the hell the carnival there? We ain't having junk and all this other stuff like that. And Darvel's like, well, to me, they don't have no approval from us, right? But finance told them they could come in. This is so silly. Like, y'all can't coordinate better than this? So they had approval from finance, but no approval from health. That's what it, and now they look crazy in public, so they hemming and hawing. Wow. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Juan, I was trying to call you before 1 o'clock. Going to the news. That's exactly almost what Chicago was saying, either Monday or Tuesday, not Wednesday.
Ah, okay. All right.
Chicago was saying, that started on the Salinen, that way back in the day.
The party gets paid to bring the thing
and
in.
I was supposed to call Chicago when he come back on yesterday.
I see.
To find out where that money, I thought the money should go to the treasury. So not the money go. It depends on how much money they make. So much money, some of them is $90,000 or so much $100,000 that go to the party, whether it's FNM or PLP in power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that money should be going to the treasury.
I mean, I guess. I think they'd have to pay taxes and VAT and all this other stuff with the treasury.
But mind you, McCartney, mind you, Dr. Dow was on this about back and forth with this about 2 weeks, you know. At one time he said he don't know how they get here.
Yeah, but nobody
know how to get here.
Nobody sit him down yet, Andela. Nobody sit him down yet, Nick Flynn.
I don't know. He's running around like you know, like I don't know. But he was saying custom. One day last week he said custom don't know how to get here. He don't know how to get here.
That camp customs don't know how to get here, and the customs controller copied on his letter.
Must be a spaceship.
Right, exactly. At the Enterprise teleport them here.
How to get here? It was too much back and forth with that man.
But yeah, y'all looking.
Cancel it now, eh?
I mean, they say they don't have approval as it stands, and the carnival people are saying they're saying they're not getting approval. But they could solve all this and just have the health protocols and open the carnival. I think I get it. I think I now get it. So whatever party's in power, their people bring the carnival in. So they have a stake in the carnival. But they brought the carnival in. I don't know that this is facts. I'm just saying what it looks like to me. It looks like they brought the carnival in. The carnival people approached the party, since this is how it works. The party went to the Ministry of Finance, all right? The financial secretary, I guess, maybe asked the prime minister. The prime minister would probably say, no problem. Okay, the guy who signs on behalf of the financial secretary approves it, and then the carnival comes, but nobody told Darvel. Nobody told the Ministry of Health. Now, I don't know if they would have been told that you could come, but it's provisional approval if the health people come. Maybe that, like Anton was saying, that is a stretch, that's a reach. But clearly they had approval to come. Clearly. That much is clear. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Juan, I'm happy that you're talking about it, but I don't think you should be running on about this because I didn't go to university. Dr. Dawa went to university.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor. He's given a cabinet post. He shouldn't be running on with this because he's making the party look bad.
Yeah.
Only he's come up once about it. I wouldn't even come to the media about it because guess what? One, when you travel, okay, you didn't travel, then your family traveled. Coming back to the Bahamas, you have to have a COVID test.
Right.
Once they pass their COVID test, they don't have to answer to the ministry unless one somebody gets COVID.
Right.
So what they need to go in for, once they meet the qualifications and the protocols, you always try to make this thing politicalized where you got to come to the prime minister, has the ultimate say in this country.
No, mind you now, remember, the Ministry of Health is the one who approves these events. The Ministry of Health. And they have to meet certain standards.
Yeah, once we meet protocols.
Right.
Once we meet protocols, that's it. I'm telling you, I'm bringing in 400 workers to work my machines and all this other stuff. They take their COVID test, they go and get the COVID license and all this other stuff. That we don't have to take no more. COVID thing that we don't need to take anymore. The health certificate.
Health visa. Yeah.
Health visa. We don't need that, but they need to have it. Once they meet that form, what's the problem?
Yeah, I agree. I don't see what the problem is. I think Darvin needs to just square this away. Just give the approval. Nobody will care. You know? I mean, a couple people will be all Scrooged out and don't want it to come. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. I feel like this is a distraction from the suggestion of toll roads, which itself may be a harbinger of other taxes in our daily lives. This was plainly said by Minister Darvill. He, as the minister, has the final say, and he's working it out. Says, Juan, are you now sorry you didn't bring on Anton today? No, I'm not sorry. I don't know where my guest is. I thought I had a guest today. That's the only reason he didn't come. I'm glad I talked about Carnival today, because now I understand how it all works. Now I understand it. So much better. Every day I learn something new about my country. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan McCartney. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Right here. Juan, the good thing about this whole thing is that it shows what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
The shenanigans and all that stuff. How these things operate in this country unbeknownst to the Bahamian people. And now we're being educated on how a lot of these persons get away with some of the stuff that they get away with. It's really shameful, man. The government is supposed to be transparent, even in this aspect. They're supposed to be transparent. If the money is going directly to the party, then fine. How is the Bahamian people supposed to know that? What percentage goes, if there's any percentages that goes to the Treasury, we're supposed to know that. But now we are learning firsthand some of the shenanigans that happen behind the scenes that make us all look bad at the end of the day. No wonder the people say the police is bought off. But thanks for taking my call, Juan, and continue the great job.
Not a problem. Fair. I don't have a problem with the party bringing in the carnival, you know. I don't have a fundamental issue with that. You know, if that's a way for the party to raise money, there's nothing illegal about it, right? I don't have a fundamental issue with it. I got a fundamental issue with y'all looking like a little crazy because Darvill doesn't know nothing about it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I guess, and it's only my 5 cents, Minister Darvill have to wait till all of those equipment are set up
mm-hmm.
so he can see what type of COVID protocol they have to see if it's going to be a go.
Yeah, I would think so.
One of those rides.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's saying he hasn't done what he needs to do yet because he got to wait till they come out the trailers.
I mean, they look pretty set up to me, but I mean, I think that what the latest from the guy who runs the carnival said is he said he's going to see if he can get the health people to come out there to see the setup. All right? Y'all need to go out and see about them selling fried turkey leg and what the thing name? The funnel cake? All this darkness? All this cholesterol that's going on out there? That's y'all need to go. Health protocol check. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Abuja, man. You know, basically, you know, I was insulted by the former PM making such an audacious, mindless statement. I mean, I thought he would hang his head in shame by now.
Yeah, if I'm talking about dictator, like, it's come from on out.
The people some freedom. And
yeah.
Also, but, you know, Brave is a humanitarian. You know, I know a lot of people. A lot of my boys cool with him. You know, like.
No, see, we got it. We got. There's a little bit of issue with the carnival, but ain't nobody on in this run.
Yeah, I will just make a comment on it too. Yeah, but you know, the thing is, he was very happy in inflicting pain upon the Bahamian people in his cognitive dissonance, and he was saving lives at the same time. So I was perplexed, and so to the android, to the congruent android that said you'd be begging for minutes, right? I don't understand that. You know, Aaron make a slight little joke about the Oban fires. We still looking for that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, when in the former PM, you know, he's a despot.
Ain't nobody in there?
Find, it's obvious. You know, because one of the mindless protocols that I had a problem with was in England, you were allowed to exercise in solo during the pandemic. So the fact that not even you by yourself could go and walk a dog and do certain things was mindless to me, you know. And, with Dr. Darwin, right? You know, I'm not going to put pressure on Dr. Darwin because the pressure is already on him. He's the Minister of Health. So if something happens, then, you know, the buck stops with him. So I guess he's apprehensive. You understand me, Mr. McCartney? But
absolutely.
They're preying on the fear because what happens is they know the studies have shown that wearing masks impedes transmission. And even the studies show the people who contract the virus wearing masks, they have very low viral loads. So it's an outdoor transmission dynamics. You have read it. You have read the information on it, Mr. McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm trying to find out how would they control viruses, any virus, that you know, they've been trying to control viruses, influenza viruses, especially for 140 years, 150 years. So I'm trying to find out. This is more about controlling people, Mr. McCartney. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
All right, climate change. These people blasting in and out of space. All the rich people, them transhumanistic agenda. They up and down in space. You really think they have any climate change? And they rocket gun in space. They car now. Listen, man. This is about control. They already induced the problem. Mr. McCartney, this construct is so deep. And tell us how to combobulate all this scientific and non-scientific BS, man. I'm telling you, have a good day, man.
Absolutely. It says, one, I think you mischaracterized the situation. The PLP didn't bring the carnival in. Oh, no. Because, for real? Because let me see what this say. This says, I mischaracterized the situation. Sure thing. This letter says, I am directed to advise that the approval is granted to the Progressive Liberal Party for the temporary importation of equipment, apparatus, trailers, and supplies for the carnival extravaganza of 2021. So I don't know how I'm mischaracterizing the situation. By the way, all y'all here cloud chasing, but we want minutes back and all this stuff like that, please shut up. I'd appreciate it. Ain't nobody want minutes back. Okay? This man tell us we couldn't go on the beach, bro, in the dead of summer, by ourselves. Ain't nobody on your run. Carnival, we could deal with Brave them with. Ain't nobody on your run. Nobody I know. This is one I see where the minister responsible for housing and transport, JoBeth Colby-Davis, husband has been appointed to the airport authority. Is that even legal? Isn't that a conflict of interest? Will Guardian investigate this? Should he be removed? Family, friends, and lovers being appointed. And I don't think there's anything abnormal about that. But there wouldn't be anything abnormal about that. I mean, you could make an argument that, hey, I believe it's too close for comfort, but I don't see anything being inherently wrong with that. It's not like he's on the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation board or anything like that. Like, he's not on a board that comes under her portfolio. I guess transport, eh? Yeah. You make it look at that, yeah. Yeah. Now that you say it, you make it that you make it look at that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yesterday won.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. I don't see a problem why they shouldn't open. I think once they have the they have the right protocols in place. Your place is not an open and indoor, and they have protocols. So
exactly.
I don't see why.
Right.
I think the prime minister needs to get involved and overrule the situation. The person is going to spend $500,000 their investment to come here. I don't think it's right and it's fair for them. It doesn't look good on the foreign side of it. Persons who represent foreigners who come to invest, that's not a good showing. You know, I think it needs to be looked in. As I went down there, I look at the setup. I am quite satisfied. The setup is pretty good. It's an outdoor event.
I don't see no problem with the carnival operating. Zero.
I got no problem with it, you know.
Right. I don't see, and I don't see why I got to take no long period of time for Darrell then to figure that out.
It doesn't look good on the outside, you know, the reflection of, you know, persons coming here. You know, they're going to wonder, well, is this how the government is going to be operating with other things? So we need to deal with this thing properly and deal with it like now. So much confusion.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why something this small has to be any controversy. I just went to my daughter's Christmas production last night, and we were in a large auditorium. There's at least 200 of us. Everyone wearing masks. Everyone social distance. There's no issue. I don't see the issue with the carnival opening, period. Now, if people go, oh, well, Junkanoo can't happen. Yeah, but Junkanoo takes months and months and months and months to plan. They start, when they start for Junkanoo in like April, May, they start prepping for Junkanoo? It's like September. Oh, well, look at that Junkanoo now. they start building the costumes in September, October? If they would have known, they could have started in September. Okay, I see. Yeah. One, not the administration who canceled Junkanoo earlier this year. The PLP can't be blamed for that. No costumes were made all year. Yeah. One, this is just ridiculous. How many people pile up shopping in the mall? The carnival is an outside event, and the managers are willing to work along with COVID protocols. It's sad how the government works. No transparency. The public doesn't need to know that the carnival does break some bucks to the government. That alone is shady. The carnival pays the government already in taxes. No, they have an arrangement with the party, right? And I mean, I'm out of you. Go get your progressive liberal party funds up. I ain't got a problem with that. Now, I don't. Some people might. I don't fundamentally. If that's how you help raise money for the party, it's a legitimate business enterprise. You know what I mean? It ain't like they shipping coke or nothing. McCartney. Find out who stole the tents from the Gladstone Road Farmers Market. We in the crime fight. We in the crime detection business now, Kermie. We in the crime solving business now. I was just in the getting people the back pay business, but I'm now in the crime the crime solving business. No, this is Tough 52 begging for minutes back was a joke from me. Oh, that's the text who said begging for minutes back. I ain't on that run. So I think the Prime Minister approved the carnival without properly informing the Ministry of Health. Now Darvill's flexing his muscles. Says Juan, this is clearly a case of miscommunication. The carnival is always sponsored by the political party in power. The executive branch and the party are two different entities. This is a self-inflicted wound that needs clearing up. I agree. Like, I ain't tripping. If I see this notion that people who are politically connected, or even a political party as an organization, can't do business with the government, I don't buy that. Right? Particularly not in a country as small as this. Now, you should be above board about it, and it shouldn't be unfair. But if I have a legitimate business enterprise as a political party, I go, yo, this is how we can raise some funds, right? This like 100 South South plus, right? Because they could try, you know what I mean? Through some means, they could try and get money, you know what I mean? So I don't have a problem fundamentally with that. I can't characterize it as something like shady. But I didn't know this is how it went down. So this is interesting to me. It says the PLP canceled this year's Junkanoo, not the FNM. That was on the news. I don't know who canceled Junkanoo. Junkanoo and Carnival is two different things, though. I don't see why we can't have Junkanoo. I'll be real with you. It probably ain't going to be no social distancing. That's just the airport authority falls under aviation. Chester Cooper, not transport. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. So it's not a conflict with Joe Beth Colby. That's Menace or Christie. Who would you take and why, Juan? I'm going to take Christie. All day. Right? Falling asleep at events. Falling asleep in Parliament. I'm over Menace. I'm going to take Christie. All day, every day. You too, right? Of course. Of course. Christie's problem wasn't that he was insane. Christie's problem just was he dithered. It took too long to do things. It wouldn't discipline people properly under him. Let's go to the phone line. The phone line? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to ask something else, please.
Okay, go ahead.
It is most unfair and certainly unfortunate that a lot of the callers in and texts in to the show are attributing false statements that Dr. Darvill never made. Dr. Darvill never said that it was his job to track who's coming into the country or what equipment is coming into the country. He explicitly explained it is his duty to ensure that any event, any public event that's being held in the country, it is his duty to ensure that they are falling in the parameters of the COVID-19 protocols to ensure that they mitigate against or control as much as possible the further spread of COVID-19 or to ensure that there is no spread of COVID-19. And that's all he's seeking to do. He explained that they are working through, and I watched all of his interviews because I was paying close attention to this mess that was being created in social media. Mm-hmm. He stated very clearly that he's working with the carnival organizers, and they have met the protocols so far, but they have not completed the process. They are working it through. And so the prime minister doesn't get on the telephone as persons are suggesting falsely or suggesting that he should and calls his ministers. Once he sends out a document, that circular then goes to the other relevant agencies involved, and they get involved at their levels. That's all that is happening here. There's nothing illegal, nothing untoward. There's no mischief.
I didn't suggest nothing. No illegality.
Huh?
I didn't suggest nothing untoward was happening.
No, I'm not saying that you are one. I'm just saying that a lot of the callers in to the show and text in to the show is trying to make that suggestion, even at the level of the carnival doing business with the political party, be it LP or FNM.
Yeah, Darvill need to stop talking about it. All right. We got a call. Let's do a call and then we go to break. It says, one, this is how the FNM works to them. Anything the PLP do, they try to make a scandal or illegal when they know the truth and do the same thing. FNM hypocrites. I suggest no illegality. I can tell you this, though. If you believe Brave and Darvill don't talk, then you are sadly mistaken. All right? Brave David, the cabinet minister he's probably closest to is Michael Darvill. You're sadly mistaken if you believe that's the case. Now, Darvill probably said, look, let me just make sure everything is properly set up so that we don't have too great a risk. Probably. All right. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Barbie truck for Christmas, please.
Mom, I want Minecraft Legos.
Okay, sweet children, just write a letter to Santa and tell him what you want. And if you be nice, he just might put your gifts under the tree.
But Mom, Santa doesn't exit.
Who tell y'all that? I've got great news. You don't have to rely on Santa for gifts for the family this year. You can let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services not only shop for you, but bring your items right at your front door. Black Friday sales, Christmas specials, whatever the occasion, order your items online and let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services ship them over for you. Just call 377-0450.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know that's you, Daddy.
Yeah, we know.
butter on. Look at that beauty, eh? The way that melted cheese sauce with mushroom drips from the sides. Boy, I just can't.
What are you talking about?
The bacon mushroom melt from Wendy's.
For real?
Yes, if you're gonna melt, then melt with this. Try the layers of cheese and smoky mushrooms that makes this burger more craveable than any other. Upgrade your Wendy's combo to a large up until December 17th and scratch and win over $45,000 in cash and prizes.
For a limited time only, Wendy's, different inside and out.
Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
It's that time once again. The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center presents its third annual Christmas Showcase. Join us December the 11th from 3 to 9 p.m. at the Old Phil's Food Service Store on Gladstone Road, which will now be Access Accelerator's new location. Prepare yourselves for a fun-filled day with food, amazing products, music by some of the hottest DJs, and a Junkanoo rush out to close out the show. December the 11th at 3 p.m. See you there.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. Oh, everything is here.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson. Insurance, peace of mind.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution. I'm Juan McCartney. I want to let you know it's the season to give, receive, and believe. Believe in the joy of John Bull. Shop holiday selections for the opportunity to be gifted one of 24 $500 gift cards. Give joy this Christmas, the joy of John Bull. Well, we spent the entire time talking about the carnival, and to be perfectly honest with you, it was more interesting than I thought it would be. I don't see why the carnival can't operate. I could see why Junkanoo, they would say, let's not just yet fool with that. And it was this administration that made the decision to not have Junkanoo. I can kind of understand that, all right? I would personally say let's have Junkanoo, but I could see where they would say Junkanoo is impossible to social distance, which would be correct unless you, you know, didn't allow spectators on the sidelines and only allowed people in the seating. Junkanoo? But I guess you could have done it that way. I don't see why the carnival can't operate. My dude, we had Bubble Fett at Sandals, right? And Darvill was satisfied with that. We had, like, the nightclubs open in Bahamar, like Bond open, Aura's open. But you can't have the carnival outdoors where people don't get close on each other, no way. I mean, Doja Cat is coming, for God's sake, at Atlantis. Doja Cat? You don't know Doja Cat? Go Google image Doja Cat, bro, and get back to me. Doja, right now, go Google it. D-O-J-A-C-A-T. You need to see this, all right? I want you to see this. I want to give you that gift. But Doja Cat coming. Google Doja Cat. Don't listen to none of the music. All of the music, all right. But says, why does Buddy think only he got sense? We understand exactly what Darvill said. I understand what he said too, but Darvill need to be quiet. Be quiet. Go sort it out and then go deal with it. Doja Cat, yeah, buddy. Why did I tell you look it up? Look her up, son. Do yourself a favor. Go watch the video. You could turn the sound off. and it's worth the price of admission. Good afternoon, McCartney. As someone that supported the FNM from 1992, I voted for the PLP for the first time this last election. And Menace is definitely out of his mind if he thinks we want him ever again. To date, he's the worst prime minister this country's ever had. Oh, and if anyone is deserving of a high-paying government position, it would be Anton. Because as annoying as he used to be, I gotta respect him because I can't remember anyone defending their party as he did. That's one appointment I would not complain about. Yeah, man, so if Doja Cat could come, and that's an outside concert, you look at the seating chart, it's like, you know, they social distance it. Let's go to the phone. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's good.
Excellent.
Mr. McCartney, mm-hmm. The people from the carnival, right, they were promised that if they come in, they were of the opinion that they would have gotten a license to set up. Now, I don't know if they spent, I don't know how much money that they spent with the opinion that they were going to set up and open. But they spent all that money to come in the country. Here is it now that they were denied. No.
Hello?
No. Because I think I denied them from the beginning because I said, no, you're not allowed to come in, but they were given approval to come in and set up with the opinion that they were going to get all the necessary license to open up.
Right.
But now, here is it now that the competent authority, who is Dr. Darwood, denied them because he is now the competent authority in terms of approval for events and everything else.
Well, I can't call him the competent authority because he's not that, but he's the person who has the
right.
Final say.
Well, the last say.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, with the people now spent all that money, they import all their stuff. All right, because that is not cheap. I guess it's not cheap.
Yeah, no,
but now
be.
They set up and everything and getting ready to open up, but now they're denied to open up. They should have initially been told that you're not allowed to come in. So, I mean, who's going to compensate these people for all that?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of money. And I agree with you totally. Yeah, I don't think it makes any sense. It says, man, one, I don't think your wife would like those comments about Doja Cat, but she looked good for it. I learned about Doja Cat from her. She's the one watching all the videos. Don't put it on if you don't want me to look. But my wife can appreciate a good-looking woman, same as anyone else. It says, by the law he passed, Darvill is indeed the competent authority. It was transferred to his ministry. No, that you guys are mischaracterizing it, because the competent authority is something completely different in law under the Emergency Powers Act than is what is contained in the Health Services Act, COVID-19 regulations and rules. Now, if you want to say they both carry the same power in the weight of law, that is also not the case. But he is the guy who has the last say. Okay. It says, I suspect Brave had no part in this process, just like he didn't know the commissioner of prisons was sent home. The party wheels was just turning. He may not have known, but I think he certainly would be aware that the carnival was here, and would know that they would have to get approval under his ministry to be here. I have a fundamental issue with the party granting permission for the carnival. That's like me saying Juan is my cousin, so I'll let him sort you out. Because I do you the favor, you give me a tip. No, Juan don't need a tip. He getting taxes. The party gets paid for doing a favor for Carnival, but under the government umbrella, Treasury should get 50%. PLP and F&M wrong for doing this for all these years. How I understand it, and that's fine if you have a fundamental problem with it, right? But how I understand it is that the party is kind of like subcontracting the Carnival thing out, and then they just get fees. I don't have a big problem with it. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hi. I'm here.
Yes. Mr. Yep.
Hello.
I'm going through this situation now. Think about this. The other day, a minister came on the radio and he was talking about the oil drilling. That, oh, there's not going to be no drilling in my country, and I'm not going to give the permits for drilling, but listen what happens after that. Listen, these people, let me tell you, Bahamian people, just stop being so cocky and jumping on these bunch of little small bandwagons. There's a lot of things that have been done and is being done in this country. Listen, let's just ride this wave and just move. This country ain't going forward by arguing, okay? And bickering and picking on this and talking about who do this and that. There's a lot of angry people in this country moving around. Boy, I'm scared.
Okay. I wish you, Juan, Christy, all day over Minnes. Says, Juan, do you think Dr. Minnes realizes his grassroots political era is over? They don't want to see our good friend. Okay. All right, so, Carnival. That's what we talk about. Lord. You know, it's not a major issue. I think maybe there's not a lot else going on. And so we're jumping on this thing, but this is an unforced error by the PLP. They gotta keep it tight. You gotta keep it tight. I'm hoping they let the carnival happen. It says the reason why the former PM is still talking is because he really wants to come back. He's waiting for the shoe to drop for Pintard in hopes that he can reemerge as the leader of the FNM and the PM, all in his warped mind. So did they ever find out who opened Munnings Road on election night and caused damage to government property? I hope they're not trying to sweep it under the rug. I can add that to my... It says, Juan, I just hear the clip with Minnis. Did he really call someone a dictator? Yep. Says Juan Junkanoo can go on. These groups have recycled costumes that I can use. Just do a scaled down version, complete with banner, music, choreography, off the shoulder, and performance. No themes. Junkanoo going as Junkanoo would be in like 2 weeks. Y'all can get it together that quick, Kermit? Yeah, in 2 weeks. Let's do it. Let's do it. You can have the Doja Cat concert, but you can't have Carnival. I gotcha. All right. Anyway, that's going to do it for the show today. I'm sorry I couldn't get to your many, 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 many texts. All right. But I did as much as I could. All right. So perhaps one day we'll figure this all out. I'll get to the bottom of it. I'm hoping the Carnival goes on. It'd be nice. Let's have a holiday season that resembles something of the past. Anyway, we gotta leave. I'm pretty certain that I won't be here tomorrow. I just gotta double check one thing. But if I'm not, then you guys be sure to take care out there and have a great weekend, Bahamas.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. Oh, everything is here.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.